Mark and Veronica's What You Doing at the Courthouse.
All right, so we sent Captain Chris out to the Pinellas County Courthouse. Captain Chris is an interesting guy. He's not afraid to talk to anybody. And so what we do on Thursdays, just about this time, he goes and asks people, what are you doing out here in front of the courthouse? We want the story. He was the first person he ran into.
All right, so we're out here at the Pinellas County Courthouse. Who am I here with today?
Chris.
What are you doing here at the courthouse?
Just getting a couple of juvenile records, you know, trying to see if I'm straight so I can go to the police academy and everything.
Oh.
And that's it, basically. I don't really like being out here.
You don't like being out here, but you're going to the police academy, so you want to become a cop?
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
That's awesome.
I wish you a lot of luck, but let me tell you, you want to become a cop, you better get used to that courthouse.
Right?
You're going to be in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bad news. Spoiler alert. You become a police officer, you're going to be in court, my man.
Yeah, buddy.
There's somebody else he found at the courthouse.
I'm just here for work, doing some paperwork and whatnot. And that's all.
All right. Cool. Thank you, man.
Do I feel like we didn't get the true story on that?
I'm just doing paperwork.
I mean, for work. Doing paperwork. Out in front of the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, another Mark and Veronica's, what are you doing at the courthouse?
What are we doing out here today?
I'm here today with my son, and he's being railroaded. They say he scored 72 months in prison, but they're trying to give him 25 to life today. So, you know, we just here on the behalf of him.
What happened? Why is he here today?
They said that he went into a house and beat an old man, which I don't know, you know, so I can't say what happened that day. But punish you by life for 25 years to life? My God. Where's the justice here? Where's the justice here? They don't try to give them no help before they put them back out here saying, okay, we had this man for 15 years. Let me put him into a rehabilitation so he can be rehabilitated before I put him back on the streets. But then when you put him on the street, you gave up on him. Mm. I'm not going to give up. You best believe I'm not giving up. Long as I got that man up above and he breathed air in my body, I'm not giving up.
Man above breathing the air in the body. Going to get a lot of reaction about her on our text line. I can feel it.
Yeah, I think so.
I can feel it. A wide array of what goes on in front of the courthouse.
Yeah.
We had a guy trying to become a police officer.
Awesome.
And another guy who was just doing paperwork.
Or so he says.
So he says.
Yeah.
And then this woman supporting her son.
Yes.
Who's very passionate about the cause. That is what's going on at the courthouse. Never know what you're going to find out.
No, that's true.
There's a lot of story.
Oh, yeah.
99.5 QIK.